Both of the old men, Mr. and Mr. both died, and Mr. had a son, a son-in-law, Fred. Well, he bought an interest in the store when they closed it. They didn't actually close it. They just closed off a part of it and closed off the big part, and Mr. took over this smaller part. And it was just, it was run very much the same as the big store, only it was much smaller, not near so much merchandise and near so many employees. But I stayed on with Mr. And while I was working for him, he was called into service. And he just went over here at Little Rock, and he got in the office business some way. But anyhow, he never left Little Rock all the 2 years and a half he was in service. He was over there doing something. And he came home every Saturday to Mena. And I took care of all the bookkeeping and all the cashier work in his store while he was in service. And then he finally sold out. Then I went to the bottling works and different places before I started in. And at the time I first started in welfare work, I didn't have a job. And of course I'd always worked and everybody knew me. And they got in some free, it was awful poor county. We didn't have hardly, didn't have much. And I guess we were a proud county from all I can tell about the ones that hired, that I worked for. Anyhow, for a while they didn't accept very much. They didn't ask for much for the poor folks. And it just got real, real bad. And we had what they called a Commonwealth College. And I'm not going into that, but it was a real notorious college out here about 25 miles from Mena. And they had a school out there, and they was teaching, had their own teachers and put up their own school and everything. But they were having an awful, awful hard time out there. I mean, they didn't have to have food. They raised most of what they eat. If anyhow, they took it up with the powers to be in Mena, who at that time was Bob, and he was head of the Mena Star, the little Mena daily paper that we had, and our mayor, Mr. Middleton, who was a young Christian man that was, all he wanted to do was build churches. And a Mr. who had the first car business in Mena. Those three run Mena. But anyhow, they got in a carload. Well, they said a carload, but it wasn't a carload. And it was mostly meat to give away. And they didn't have any welfare office or anything. And I was the first person that made any money or got any pay for giving to the poor. But there was two of us. They put a little office up in the back of the Chamber of Commerce, which was just a very small little two-room deal. The Chamber of Commerce didn't have a full-time man in there. It was just there sometimes. And wood stoves, of course. And they put a little stove in the back room and a table. And there was two of us, another girl and I, that took over giving all this stuff away. And these three men, they were all businessmen, and well, not too much concern, but they were donating their work, volunteers, and that's where I started my welfare work, was that. And it went from that to Red Cross, real Red Cross work as a volunteer. And we set up a little Red Cross office here, and I was the first secretary to the Red Cross, along with, it was all volunteer, no pay for that. And then from time to time there was things brought in to give away. And then eventually it worked into a welfare office.
See, it started in the Depression?
Huh?
Did it start in the Depression?
Yes, that's right. It sure was.